Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share today's Bible principle, an enduring truth you can live by.
The Bible clearly teaches that we've all sinned. The Apostle Paul addressed this issue in his letter to the Romans. When Adam and Eve disobeyed God, they plunged the whole world into sin. Listen to the words of the Apostle Paul.
So then, as through one trespass, that is through Adam, there is condemnation for everyone, so also through one righteous act, that is through Jesus Christ, there is justification leading to life for everyone. For just as through Adam's disobedience the many were made sinners, so also through Jesus' obedience the many will be made righteous. The law came along to multiply the trespass. But where sin multiplied, grace multiplied even more, so that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace will reign through righteousness, resulting in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
As we listen to Paul's words, we must understand that he was not teaching a doctrine of universalism, that is, that all people are automatically saved. Paul clearly taught that it is necessary to believe in Christ in order to be saved. The Apostle John made this very clear when he recorded the very words of Jesus.
For God loved the world in this way. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life.
Once again this week, I'd like to ask you a very personal question. Have you received the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior from sin? Years later, a Philippian jailer asked the Apostle Paul what he must do to be saved, and Paul answered, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved."
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. To find out how you can receive this Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org.